Most of us want a healthy lifestyle. We want to help our families to be healthy too, don't we?
I know I do. But sometimes we can feel overwhelmed by all the advice for living a better life. You hear so many different ideas on the radio and television and in magazines. Oh, and let's not forget our friends and neighbors.
Hello, I'm Tammy, and this is Women of Hope.
Hi, I'm Carol, and it's good to be with you today. You know, it's true. We can feel confused by all the advice around us, but our health and the health of our families is very important. So it's good to stop sometimes and think about ways that we can improve our everyday lifestyle for both ourselves and our families. We didn't want to just be another opinion, so Tammy and I asked a doctor. And we were specific. We wanted to know, what are the basic rules we should follow to keep ourselves healthy?
She told us a lot of good things to share with you.
She did.
So, we thought we'd talk today about some of the general rules about good food, exercise, and keeping clean. You probably already know a lot of this, so listen and see if you hear anything new.
And as you listen, think of one area in your life that you could make better and focus on that for a few weeks. Then once you've made that good change, work on another one.
If there's one area that really interests you, then let me encourage you to make those changes to start with. It's better to keep working on one or two improvements rather than trying to make too many changes all at once. So, are you ready? Here are a few ideas for you to think about.
First, let's think about good nutrition for our families. Around the world, we women usually provide most of the meals for our households. That's a huge responsibility. And often we don't have much money to spend on high-quality food. But usually we do have some choices. So let's talk about making the best choices we can.
Our bodies need a range of foods to keep them healthy. What do you think should be the main part of your diet? What's the staple food where you live? The main food that you eat?
Remember, we need energy from the food we eat. For a healthy diet, we need to get most of this energy from a group of foods called carbohydrates. These include rice, potatoes, bread, noodles, pasta, and grains like wheat, oats, corn, and barley. So most of the food that we eat should come from these basic ingredients.
Fatty foods and sugar also give us energy. And they often taste good, but too much fat can be very bad for our heart and arteries. One change you could make is to use a little less oil or ghee when cooking, or cook a few more boiled meals during the week rather than fried meals. If vegetable oil is available, it's a great alternative to animal fat such as ghee.
Our bodies also need a range of minerals and vitamins to keep us healthy. We only need these nutrients in small amounts, but they are vitally important to us. They help our bodies to fight infections, recover from illness, heal from injuries, and even to grow. They are the building blocks that help children's brains, eyesight, and internal organs, like their heart and liver and kidneys, to develop. One great way to get these tiny building blocks of life into our bodies is to eat more fruit and vegetables.
Nutrition experts tell us to try to eat 5 portions of fruit or vegetables a day. One portion is about the amount a person can fit in the palm of their hand. Try to have lots of different colors of fruits and vegetables. That will give you a good range of nutrients, those vitamins and minerals. That might sound a lot, and I know sometimes it's hard to get fresh vegetables and fruit.
But when you go shopping for fruit and vegetables, get as many different types and colors as you can, and buy those that are in season. And maybe when you're planting your vegetable garden, think of planting a variety of vegetables.
Do you eat red meat or poultry? These are a great source of iron and protein that we need to build and repair our bodies. Fish is even better, but you only need a small portion of these. If you are a vegetarian or meat is too expensive, you could eat eggs and legumes such as beans, peas, and lentils. These also contain high levels of protein and iron.
And we should never forget dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They contain calcium, and that helps to make our bones stronger. This is particularly important for children as their bones develop and grow, and for women, because as we age, we women need more calcium to keep our bones strong. Okay, so what did we say? Very simply, we should aim to have a basic diet of starchy carbohydrate food for energy, a variety of fruits and vegetables of different colors, and a smaller amount of protein food from plants or animals.
We didn't say much about the ones that most of us like, sugar and fat.
I was wondering when we were going to get to those.
Well, as good as they might taste, they are not so good for us. So we should have them in small amounts.
Occasional treats are okay. But like anything else, we should never overdo it. We do need some fats or oils in our diet, but we don't really need to add sugar at all because many of the foods that we already eat contain natural sugars.
It is important for us to think about how our families eat.
And if we are spending our money wisely to get the best food value we can afford.
Let's think about the changes we could make to eat better and where we could start.
Here on Women of Hope, we've been talking about basic rules for good health. Exercise is another great way to stay healthy. Exercise helps us to be fit. It also helps our mental health. It helps to reduce stress and anxiety, and it lifts our moods and helps us sleep better. So, what is considered exercise?
Our doctor said that exercise is anything that makes your lungs and heart work harder. By exercising our heart and lungs, we make them stronger and protect ourselves from heart attacks and high blood pressure. Exercise helps prevent some serious conditions like diabetes and strokes as well, and even some cancers. It helps strengthen our bones so that we are less likely to get broken bones, like a broken hip, and back pain in old age.
You know that you're exercising when you feel a bit out of breath and a little sweaty. We should try to exercise every day for about 30 minutes, or in two short bursts of 15 minutes. Of course, you might be doing that already, especially if you do physical work every day, like working in your garden, or maybe even walking to work.
Many people say exercise is boring or they're too busy. So how could you make exercise fun? How about by dancing, playing sports, swimming, cycling, or running? One great way to exercise is to play with children.
Oh, they're always running because they have so much energy.
And they know how to make exercise fun. We should encourage our children to exercise each day because it helps their growth and development. It also helps them concentrate and learn better at school.
Some people think that exercise is bad for elderly people. This is just not true. We need to keep exercising as we get older. In fact, it's very important that we do. It helps to keep us strong, and we're less likely to fall and hurt ourselves if we exercise regularly. So don't use your age as an excuse. But be sure and check with your doctor or health worker, because they will know best what is safe for you to do.
do you know the most important way to avoid catching infectious diseases? It's as simple as washing your hands. I can still remember my mom calling out to us children as we came indoors from playing, "Be sure and wash your hands." And I learned these rules. Always wash my hands after using the toilet, before I prepare food, and before I eat.
And of course, when they're dirty.
Oh, absolutely. And I need to wash the whole of my hands, between my fingers and over the back of my hands as well.
The tiny, invisible germs that cause diseases are called bacteria. They just love raw meat and eggs. So it's very important to prepare these raw ingredients separately than other food. And we need to cook them thoroughly to kill any bacteria that may be on them. I try to keep my kitchen as clean as possible because I don't want to serve my family meals with bacteria in them.
Oh, and let's not forget, there are often bacteria in water. So it's a good idea to boil water well. And then let it cool down before drinking it or cooking with it. This is especially important to keep our children well. Is your water safe?
Wow. Well, we've covered a lot today. I hope these tips have helped you and reminded you of simple ways to make your family life healthier. We can all improve. I could certainly eat more vegetables.
And I could exercise more.
And we could probably all be more careful about cleanliness and hygiene. So let's all think of one thing we could change right away to help us stay healthy. You can make a difference.
Here on Women of Hope, we have been talking about some good rules to follow in order for us to stay healthy. Rules are good, but do rules help us to get right with God? Let me ask you, how do you think we can be sure that God will accept us?
Do you think that we must keep all of God's laws, every single one, or He'll reject us?
Maybe you think we'll be okay if we do more good things than bad things, as though God has scales to weigh the good and the bad. He puts all our good actions on one side and the bad on the other and sees which side is heavier.
Or maybe you think God is so kind He doesn't really mind what we do. He will welcome us anyway. Or does God just pick out some people and reject the rest? It might be good for us to think about these questions. You're with Women of Hope. Lately, our friend Fran has been telling us stories about the first Christians, or the followers of Jesus Christ. Today, she has another story for us.
Today, I want to tell you about a time when the early Christians had to think very hard about this question. How do we, who are sinful, become right with God, who is holy? They didn't all agree on how to do this at first. They had different ideas. Did you know that Jesus Christ, God's Son on earth, was Jewish? He was born in the land of Israel, in the Jewish community, and he fulfilled the promises that God had made to the people of Israel over many centuries. But he came to bring the whole world back to God, not just his own people. God gave the people of Israel some symbols of their covenant or agreement with God. One of the most important symbols was circumcision. Circumcision is a small operation on the foreskin of a baby boy. For Jews, it was a sign of their special relationship with God, so it was very important to them. You need to know this to understand what happened next. After Jesus had gone back to heaven, his followers preached his message far and wide. At first, all these followers were Jews. But soon many other people heard and believed in Jesus. They were called Gentiles. Now, here's the story from the Bible. Paul and Barnabas were preaching the message of Jesus to the Gentiles. They told these pagan Gentiles that all they had to do was believe in Jesus and accept him as their master and saviour. But some of the strict Jewish believers thought that God would only accept people who joined the Jewish religion and kept all the Jewish rituals and laws, especially circumcision. So the leaders called a meeting in Jerusalem to talk about it. Paul and Barnabas travelled all the way from Antioch in northern Syria to attend. They gave a report saying, "God performed miracles through us, and many Gentiles have simply believed in Jesus and received the gift of God's Holy Spirit." There was lots of discussion. It got quite heated. Peter, one of the leaders, reminded them, "We believed and were saved purely because the Lord, Jesus, was so kind to us, not because we deserved it. And it's the same for believers from other nations."
Of course, no one could keep the law perfectly. The Jewish people failed many times. I certainly can't keep God's laws perfectly, can you? So if it depends on keeping every single law, not one of us has a chance. We all need God's forgiveness. We can't earn our way into heaven.
That's just what Peter meant. Then James, another leader, spoke up. He quoted God's words from their holy book, saying, "So all the rest of mankind will come to me, all the Gentiles whom I have called to be my own. So says the Lord, who has made this known long ago." You see, God always planned to call people of all nations. Then James added, "I don't think we should make trouble for the Gentiles who are turning to God. I suggest we write to them, telling them that they don't need to become Jews to be right with God. But we should ask them to be careful not to do things like eating food that has been sacrificed to idols. They should avoid serving food that would offend Jewish Christians, blood for example, and they should keep themselves from any wrong sexual behaviour." They all agreed with this, so they wrote the letter and sent it with their warm greetings. Paul and Barnabas and some other messengers carried it back to the Gentile Christians in Antioch. When the believers there read it, they were filled with joy. The messengers from Jerusalem encouraged them and made them strong in their faith in Jesus. That's the end of this story from God's Word.
Let's make sure we can remember this story. The strict Jewish Christians said that the Gentiles must keep the Jewish rituals and laws and be circumcised in order to be accepted by God. But not everyone agreed.
That's right, because Peter said, "We believed and were saved purely because the Lord Jesus was so kind to us, not because we deserved it. And it's the same for believers from other nations.
So what did the leaders in Jerusalem decide to do? They decided to write a letter telling the Gentile believers that they were saved by God's kindness, not by keeping the law.
I'm sure those Gentile Christians would have been so happy. Now they knew that they were on the right path. All they needed to do was to believe in Jesus and make him their Lord and Master. Then God would begin to change them from the inside. They didn't need to study the old Jewish laws and worry about keeping them so that God would accept them. No, God accepted them when they trusted Jesus. Then, as they learned about Jesus and followed his ways, God's Holy Spirit inside them would show them how to change their lives to please God.
You might be wondering why the leaders told them not to eat blood or food sacrificed to idols and to avoid sexual sins. Were these new things that they had to do for God to forgive them? I don't think so.
No, these things were not needed for God to forgive them. But it was good advice to help these believers to live clean, right lives and to live happily together. They came from different cultures, and it would be so easy for them to upset each other, wouldn't it? If they ate food associated with idols, others might think they still worship those worthless idols and get confused. And if they ate food with blood in it, that would offend Jewish Christians who had been brought up not to do that. They were to think about how they could get on well together and help each other. They were not to just do anything they felt like.
And they probably needed to be reminded about God's standards for sex and marriage, because the pagan people around them had very different ideas, and not all of them were pleasing to God. It's still good for us to think about how we affect other people by the way we live. Every culture has its own ideas, and we not only have to think about what will be helpful to those around us, but more importantly, we need to think about what will please God.
Sometimes I find people who still think they can be good enough to please God and be accepted because they keep all the rules of their community. Are you like that?
And sometimes I meet people who feel hopeless because they know they can't keep all the rules. Are you like that? What does God's word say?
Paul wrote this to some Gentile Christians. Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence. But by the free gift of God's grace, they can all be put right with him through Christ Jesus, who sets them free.
Everyone has sinned, so none of us can be proud or think we're good enough.
But remember what Peter said, "We believed and were saved purely because the Lord Jesus was so kind to us, not because we deserved it." And it's the same for believers from other nations. All we need to do is accept this gift from God by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's really good news. You can be sure that God will accept you. You can have a new start in life as you begin to live to please Him.
We need to go now. I hope you'll think about these things. If you have any questions, you can write to us in care of this station or at Women of Hope.
The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.